But first, we have more stories this half, starting with another member of Improvised Star Trek, Ms. Julia Weiss, everybody.
Oh, hello. I'm Julia Weiss. When I was a child, I consistently had pretty terrible dreams. And often these dreams would involve someone coming to kill me or my family. But I always would protect us. And because as a girl growing up in this America, I was exposed to maybe too many sexual messages. So the way I would protect me or my family would be by giving pretty highly sexual neck rubs to these bad guys. And usually there were four main nightmares that I would have in which I would have to give these sexual neck rubs. Oftentimes I would have dreams where fawns, F-A-U-N, not F-A-W-N's, would come to harm me and mine. And I think this is because I watched that BBC Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and you know Mr. Tumnus wanted to fuck Lucy. You know that, and don't tell me that that fawn did not want to do the nasty with that little British girl. And that got in my brain, and so he was always coming, and it was always very predatory, and so I would, his creepy goat horn, body, these neck rubs, and then we'd be fine. He wouldn't hurt us. I seduce him. I regularly had to seduce Frankenstein's monster. Who I can still feel. I don't think I've had one of these dreams since I was 8, but I can still feel his like sweaty, prickly neck, which felt like pube stubble. Like hot, wet pube stubble. Another major bad guy who I had to seduce often was Hitler, who was surprisingly keen on the touch of an 8-year-old Jewish girl. But there was one group of predators that I knew I could not seduce, and that was aliens. When the aliens would come, I hid. I knew not to try to seduce them because they were not human. Fawns, they're at least part human. Frankenstein's monster is human parts. Hitler got his dick wet. I knew I had a chance with them. But aliens were unknown. I don't even know if they had dicks. And I remember the alien dreams started after my parents were watching some fucking miniseries. I feel like all TV in the early 90s was Rescue 911 or miniseries. And I don't even know what it was, but this woman like heard these sounds, and she looked out her window, and there were weird lights outside. She was like, oh, what are these utility men working on at this hour? Then one of them looked up, and it wasn't a fucking person. It was an alien. And she was like, oh my God. And I my stomach dropped when I watched it. And she like ran downstairs, and she hid between like a fucking cabinet in the fridge or something. And then like you just see like this alien come into the house, and she's nestled down there, and you're like, bitch, you're done. This alien knows. And he did. I say he. I shouldn't. I don't. Now, in my enlightened adulthood, I like to think that aliens have at least progressed beyond gender-specific pronouns. Or maybe beyond gender. But that's a different conversation. The point is I had this crippling fear of aliens. And the most common dream I had about aliens was inspired by that. I would know they were coming. Usually because these weird little cinnamon bun, these little white spirals in the sky, tiny ones, I would see them everywhere, and I knew those were alien spaceships, which meant I had to hide. even though I knew that hiding was futile because that fucking woman was found. And then, like, they're always probing. Probing is a big thing with aliens, and I knew I didn't want that. Look what happened to Lucy. I would hide next to this lavender bush that was next to the house I grew up in. And I would be hiding there, nestled between lemon balm and mint, under sweet-smelling, or lilac. I may have said lavender. I meant lilac bush. And I would be, like, nestled under there, and I would see these aliens. They were always, like, white and translucent, which is maybe a Hitler metaphor. And they would be, like, stalking around through my mom's garden, and I'd be like, stay quiet, and they won't find you, which I'm realizing a lot of, like, Holocaust scenes, which I'm going to need to work on in my brain later. I was hiding, and then out of a sight I wasn't even looking at, an alien would come and find me. And in my daily life, my waking hours, I would try to preempt these attacks and make it so they wouldn't happen by telling my neighbors that I had already been abducted by aliens and had survived. I would walk through my neighborhood saying, oh, I was abducted by aliens last night, just to get that out into the universe so that maybe the aliens wouldn't come. Because I can't seduce them, so I have to trick them. Because in our country, those are the two ways you deal with problems. And so far, it's worked. I haven't had to confront an alien in my real life, so far as I know. But I did a couple weeks ago. I was walking with my nephew, who is 7 years old and a perfect human. And I looked up in the sky, and I saw one of those little swirls. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's happening. But when you're a caregiver for a child, you can't show your fear, especially when that fear is a weird-shaped cloud that vaguely reminds you of a nightmare you had as a child that was based on nothing real. So I kept my composure, but I had this moment of, like, fuck, if the alien comes, how am I going to protect my nephew? Because I know that motherfucker doesn't want a sexy back rub. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. That was awesome. I went to college with a dude who swore that he, like, legit was abducted by aliens. He's one of the craziest guys I ever met. I worked with him at the college radio station. And when I said to him, Travis, I think if I had a radar for every human being I knew, your blip would be shaped like a question mark. And he looked at me and he goes, good. So, Travis Wainhart, one of my favorite people in the world.